Nathan Zgur here alongside Browns cornerback Jamar Taylor, and it feels good to be doing one of these after a win. I'm sure it's great for you guys. What was it like finally in that locker room now that you guys got your first win?
It was electric. It felt great to kind of get that hump off our back, but now we got to build off of it.
That's right, the first of many. What did Hugh Jackson say to you guys?
He just was proud of us. I think he was kind of lost for words, man. We fought. You know, that's kind of been our theme this year. We just keep fighting, but today we fought and we found a way.
And you fought against one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, Phillip Rivers. What kind of challenges does he present out there?
I mean, he's just a coach on the field. You know, going against, like, he knows what the defense is in. He's calling the perfect play. You know, he's you know, one of the best. I think one of the best that hasn't won a Super Bowl. You know, no disrespect to him. But, you know, being from San Diego, I mean, he's you know, paying attention when I was little, he's you know, he's one of the best for sure.
What did it mean to get an interception off the hand of Phillip Rivers being a kid from San Diego?
It felt great. It felt great. This is the only game, really, you know, my family could watch. People back at home, because they never showed East Coast games. So I was real hyped up. You know, he kept coming after me, and I knew eventually, you know, the ball come in my hands.
What happened on that play? It looked like he was trying to get Gates down the sideline. What happened?
Antonio ran like an out and up or like a corner and up. I just sank back, and he put the ball, you know, where I could get it. And, you know, through the grace of God, I got it. And, you know, our offense scored. It was big.
I saw you were very happy with the celebration after that, but you also got pretty happy after some of those run stops, including that big fourth down. You like to get up there, get physical, and run support?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind. I always tell our linebackers I don't care. You know, ever since you were little, you know, you put your helmet on, you get on your back, you get up, and you tackle. So I've never really been a guy that shied away from contact.
You know, one of the things that stood out to me about this team is that given where you guys were headed in this week, you know, a lot of people are playing through injuries. I know you've had this groin that's kind of lingered around all year. And yet you go out there, you just signed your new deal. It'd be easy to say, look, I'm going to shut it down. But you didn't. You come out there making big plays. What does that mean to you? And what does that say just about the culture that Hugh Jackson and company are building here?
We just got some fighters. You know, every man is accountable. You know what I mean? And it has to just do with integrity and accountability. You know what I mean? I know my guys, you know, they want me out there. I know they depend on me being out there. So every week, you know, not just me, but every guy, you know, we put the work in, we work hard, you know, and we're trying to build something special. So you don't ever want to be that guy. You know what I mean? And I pride myself on that, you know, to fight through injuries, and I never will be that guy.
Jamar, congratulations, happy holidays, and great to get the big first win. Congrats.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas.